This guy's telling the truth. I'm a real truth teller up there, dude.
That's all you can do.
Black guys have bigger dicks than white guys. Major truth teller.
Major truth, dude.
A lot of people are afraid to step on that
button. A lot of people get weird about that, dude.
No, they fucking
don't. Dude, I'm telling you. I've had people before who came up to me. It's my ex-wife's black. And they'd be like, I don't know, man, but like, don't you ever worry about like...
Oh, black jokes?
Who she wants to... No, not even jokes. These were white guys being like, don't you worry about like... And they try to gingerly step around it like... I don't know, like, who'd you go to prom with? And, like, I'm like, what, dude? And they're like...
That's a good way to say it.
Isn't there just some guy with a big black dick that destroyed her? I'm like, I don't know, man. I mean, all you can do is get in there and swing it out, dude.
Yeah, all you can do is just dive
in. And I think I was like, how do you know some big black dude didn't fuck your girlfriend? He was just like, no, it's different.
She
dude.
Wouldn't do that.
Yeah, he was so fucking mad. You could tell it never occurred to him, and he was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I forgot about that bit. That was a funny thing I was talking about.
Oh, my God,
dude. The time I asked
Caitlin...
You're like, I was in the car with Caitlin, and
you?
I was like, you would never...
Well, she was saying our friend.
So they were talking about my friend Jamal, who they thought was hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, were you talking about Jamal? You think Jamal's hot? And she's like, And I was like, would you fuck a black guy? And she was like, oh, no. And I was just like, well, that's weird. Like, I went from like, please say fucking no. Please say no. As soon as she said no, I was just like, ah. That's racist.
That's fucking weird.
I don't want you sitting here and be like, I would never. Take it easy, lady.
That's one of those questions you ask and
I don't want to throw her under the bus because she was joking. Like, I embellished that story.
And, you know, you're probably fucking, she's also half your size. And imagine if, like, if she ate the Mario mushroom is 9 times your size and was like, would you fuck a black guy? You'd be like, no.
Yeah, no. She's answering me, like, however I want her to answer. Yeah, she definitely would fuck a black guy. For sure.
100%.
Yeah, anybody would.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't be mad at that. You'd be a fucking psycho to be mad at that.
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty fucking...
No, it depends who. It's not about the race. Like, if she...
It's the who the fuck's
it's
the
like,
guy.
What is, does he look like a fucking yin-yang twin? Or is he a fucking normal person?
Dude, my...
That's the difference.
I actually...
I hope that doesn't... That doesn't sound
bad. It doesn't
right.
sound
that's
bad.
Not,
it doesn't
perfectly
sound bad.
Reasonable.
Yes, it doesn't sound bad at
all. And that same fucking thing applies to white guys. Is he a fucking douche?
Yeah.
Or is he just a normal guy?
100%. Dude, exactly.
Guy, that's great.
Dude, there was one time I'm driving home and I'm with my ex and I had a friend who was Jamaican, like a tall, fucking lanky, like 6'3" dude. And her friend ended up hooking up with this guy. So I'm driving home with my ex and she was like, oh, it's great. You know, finally she can get a nice big dick. And I'm like driving just like, what the fuck are you, dude? I was furious.
Did your wife said that?
Yeah.
Oh.
My ex-wife was like, oh, nice big. She was all drunk. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, big dick? Dude, and she was just like, I just mean like, you know, like for her. And I'm just like, yeah. And I'm just sitting there driving just like, this was like my good friend. So I like had to see him. And I'm like, I was so weird around him for like 3 weeks. Just like,
yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? And I try to like tell him the tale and like spinning it like, I don't really care. And it came out where I was like, I don't even fucking know. I was distraught.
Yeah.
That was another time too. Like I asked her a question. I was like, about squirting, and I was like, I had a girlfriend squirt before once, and then like she was just real quiet, and I'm like, have you ever squirted? And she was, she never has for me. I'm like, have you ever squirted? And she was like, yeah, once in college. And dude, it was just like, oh god, just for like months, I'm just driving like,
oh my god.
And I'm like, no,
don't ask that question.
I know, but it's like, I have like a weird like compulsion, and then dude, I'm driving, I'm like, who was it? And she's like, I'm not getting into this. I'm like, who the fuck was it? And I'm just driving. She had to like dig into this archive of like some dude from way back when. He was like older than her. And in my head, I'm driving like, fuck, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. Furious.
That's a heartbreaker, dude. Yeah. I wish you didn't tell me that. Now I'm distraught, man. Nobody wants to think about their girlfriend squirting before them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking nightmarish.
That was every time for the rest of that, I was like, I have to get this girl squirt. Like, it was in my head, like, I had to do it. And she's like, I don't know. It might have just been something else. And I'm like,
you know what else?
What?
Statistically, listener, there's a good chance your mom was a squirter. I mean, that's true. Statistically, 1,000 of our Shathead listeners have squirters for moms. Go ahead.
They're tough to find, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I found one way too early. Everything came to me early. And maybe I had a bunch. I didn't know. That's another thing. Now it's killing me. Dude, that fucking... I was driving. It was just
that'd be nightmarish.
I like did the math. She'd be in quiet. I'm like... She's so quiet. I'm like, what? You ever squirted before? And in my head, as soon as I asked, I'm like, you don't want to know this shit, dude.
Yeah, I've hit girlfriends with like...
Horrible.
That's going to make me sound like a douche.
Horrible. What?
Yeah, just the old biggest dick.
Dude.
And of course, the answer is always yours.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're dealing with a psycho. I see you handling that weird.
No, I don't think I've ever... I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever asked if it's the biggest dick.
I don't think I said it like that, though. I wouldn't have said that. I'd be like,
I mean, that's something I probably would have said.
I remember I worded it differently.
But I'd bring it up kind of like, hey, you must have seen some big ones in your day or something. Like, so I wasn't asking. And then like, no, yours is fine. I'm like, I didn't fucking say mine wasn't. What are you talking about? Don't make this fucking weird, you whore.
Well, your pussy's huge.
That is a killer thought of just some fucking dudes. Just like you're never fucking. You're like the guy on American Ninja Warrior who can't jump up that last wall and pull himself up.
You can't get up.
Your hands just tap them. You just tap the fucking coping and slide back down.
Yep. Meanwhile, there's some
dude
6'5" Jamaican smashing that button. Smoke's flying everywhere.
Just you're fucking falling in the lily pads. Just like.
Yeah, that's truly
but
terrible.
That's why you got to work hard, save your money, fucking take her to an all-inclusive, dude, and keep her away from the snorkel guide. That's all you can do.
Get to that all-inclusive, listener. Spend all of that shitty money that you worked for 10 years. God damn.
Hey, man, that's the world, you know?
Yeah, fuck it.
You got to go hard.
Yeah, you got to get to the inclusive.
You got to get to the inclusive. You got to fucking jelk.
What's jelk?
You know jelking? It's the internet. It's the ancient thing where you like squeeze your penis and like milk it to get it bigger.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely jelked.
You jelked?
I used to jelk and then my wife would be like, it does make a difference. My ex-wife would be like, stop jelking. She used to tell me. She's like, have you been jelking? She's like, stop it.
Why?
It does fatten up your bird. Because it throws your whole dynamic off. Like you go to slide it in and they're just like, what the fuck's going on?
You got YouTube. Too big.
It was just surprising. When I jelk, I do get fucking fat. Jelking works, dude.
I feel like this is like a real life version of those ads you see on porn where it's like, do you want a bigger dick? Dude, that's what you're doing to me.
I'm
right
telling
now.
You, if
I'm
you
not
jelk,
click on your fucking
if you
ad.
Jelk, it works. Yeah, exactly. I'm just Ryan Jeremy with like an extending cartoon penis right now.
I'm fucking Xing you out right now, dude. I do not agree with
listeners,
you. Jelking.
Jelk.
There's no way jelking works.
Make sure you warm up with a hot, wet towel before because you can burst capillaries. So
if
be
you
careful.
Think
you gotta cover
jelking
your.
Doesn't work, dude.
Yes, it does.
Otherwise, every single guy would be doing it right now.
Would they?
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, I did it, and it does make your dick bigger.
From the guys who
temporarily,
brought you
gotta keep doing it.
From the guys who brought you germs aren't real comes jelking,
dude. I'll do some before and afters for the cast.
Show me.
I will. All right. I'm gonna start jelking.
Jelk it up,
I'm gonna make my new fucking 20-year-old jelk me, dude.
Fuck yeah, that's hot, dude.
I know. Uh-oh.
That semi I got fired up.
Our dicks are talking right now.
Dude, a 20-year-old autistic black chick. Whoo,
I can't
wait. That's a gold mine, dude.
I can't fucking
wait.
That's
so hot.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna have a parade for you if you fuck her. You know how brave you guys are?
What? Our love?
Your love would be so brave.
It's definitely. What's that song, Same Love by Macklemore? I'm the new Macklemore, dude. This is my same
Pretty
love. I want to champion the cause of fucking autistic chicks, dude.
Yeah, you can get a little puzzle piece, bumper sticker, a black puzzle piece.
Just like my dick going through the autism puzzle piece. Or just it fitting
dick.
Perfectly around my dick. My dick snapping into the puzzle.
That'd be sick.
Perfect.
Let's go back to you being a sound hound, dude.
What?
What is it that makes you a fucking sound hound?
Dude, you ever watch porn with the fucking sound off?
Yeah, pretty much. Always.
Do you?
Not always, but
I put
headphones
in, dude.
Headphones makes me afraid I'm going to get caught.
Yeah.
Because if you have headphones in, that's how you don't hear someone walking to the door.
Yeah, you can leave one cracked off the ear.
I don't like listening to headphones in one ear.
Really?
Yeah.
So have you ever watched porn with headphones?
Yes, I have.
It's pretty nice.
It's
a pretty
nice.
Immersive
it's
experience.
A different experience.
It's an immersive experience.
Very immersive. You're hearing things I don't even want to hear. I'm hearing squishy noises.
Yeah, dude.
It's sounding, hearing fucking gross shit.
Yeah.
Hearing breathing from the dude I don't want to hear.
True. I got to hear it all, though, dude.
You're a fucking sound.
I need all of it. I'm an audiophile.
Yeah.
Love it.
You're into that shit.
Yeah, dude. Silent porn just doesn't. Well, if I'm supremely jammed. I can deal, but
supremely jammed, filled with
cum. If I'm somewhere, I got
to
jerk. You know, that, or if I'm like somewhere, I got to jerk off quietly. Like when I was married, I just like sneak away and jerk off in the bathroom at nighttime. So that was a quiet mish. But I would give myself like two little dots of sound and just hold it up to my ear, dude, and fucking intermittently like listen, look, listen, look. So tight. Sometimes you gotta stow away to the B room, dude. Have you ever got caught? So. Have you ever got caught jaying off next to your babe?
Never. Next to you jerked off in bed with your girlfriend?
Dude, I think
I'm weird for that. What? Actually, no, I don't think so. I've never done that ever. Dude, I've never jerked off.
When I first lived with
like that,
the first person I lived with was my ex-wife.
Yeah,
I got caught jerking off 6 times in 1 year. Like, I just kept getting busted. I got caught constantly.
Which I had a montage of all 6.
Dude, funny. It was funny because it was like one in almost every room of the house. Really? I feel like I got busted in the den, busted in the living room, busted in the bed twice.
What
next to
her.
What
would she do?
She'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Ugh. What would you say?
I'd be like, just pure fucking gibberish. Just
God. Ugh. What, are you ashamed to jerk off? In front of you? Like if my girlfriend caught me jerking off, I would laugh.
Yeah, but would you?
For sure.
I mean, I got caught a couple times in bed next to, like, right now. I'm like, I'm not getting up. If I get out of bed, I don't want to fucking wake her.
If I was jerking off in bed next to her, then that would be shameful. So I would feel embarrassed.
Yeah, but it was like, you didn't want to get, if I got out of bed, it would disturb the sleep. But I was like, if I lay here and just quietly crank, I might be able to get something off. And it would never work.
Shaking the bed, dude.
I know, dude. And you feel like if she would slumber and just, like, kind of move around and mumble, and I'd be like...